Hey guys,
I'm Sebastian Leon, and welcome back to another episode of Wednesday's Main Event. And today I actually have my first guest. He's actually a fellow content creator, and he's helped me out a lot with this podcast. He's helped me learn to film, work with the audio, and just get the hang of this. His YouTube channel is _yourboybrandon. It's also his Instagram, and he actually has a brand that he co-founded. It's create_worldwide on Instagram. Yeah, so please welcome Brandon. All right, so how are you today, bro?
I'm good, and you?
Good, good. I'm excited to get into it. So I know I sent you a match to watch, and then I know you had some questions for me. We could just go from there. But yeah, like, tell me what you know about wrestling.
Honestly, bro, I really don't know, like, too much. I think because, like, my friends were into it when I was younger, so I kind of would just know, like, the basics. Like, I remember, I don't know, it was, like, elementary school. Everybody was making, like, a big old deal about the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And so they had, like, a watch party for it. But I wasn't into it, but I was like, I want to be my friend, so I'll just go into it. And it was, like, one of the ones where, I don't know, like, if John Cena was out for a minute or whatever, but he, like, came back and he was whatever number he was. Everybody was just going crazy, and I was like, what the fuck?
I know
what you're
talking
about. Wait, can I cuss on here?
Yeah, yeah,
you're good. Oh, shit, all right. But yeah, I remember seeing that, and I was just like, dang, like, people are, like, really into it. So I started just to learn, like, a little bit, like, here and there. I would watch stuff just so I was able to, like, have conversations with my friends about it.
I get you.
But yeah, so I feel like I know, like, a good amount, though, like, more than maybe some people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. I remember that exact moment you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was dope.
Yeah, because that was hype, because I remember he was out for, like, he, like, tore his pec.
And I think that's what it was.
And they said he was going to be out for, like, maybe 9 months.
Yeah.
But he came back in, like, 6.
And he was what number? Like, what does the numbers go up to? Do you know?
30? Yeah. I think it might have been
30. So he was, like, one of the later ones, I remember. Yeah. But I thought it was dope. And then I noticed that, like, every time I started watching, like, matches and stuff, like, the crowds are, like, super into it. I don't know. I like that. I feel like that's tight.
No, yeah, it's cool. It's like, I remember Shaq said he started DJing
because
he wanted to recreate, like, Game 7 energy.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I feel like for wrestling, because same thing when I took a few of my friends to, like, an AEW show in L.A., they weren't really into it, but they saw how much the crowd was into it, and they were kind of, like, feeding off the energy.
You're just in, because you're in it. You're like, yo, this is dope, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I've always thought it was, like, a cool atmosphere and stuff.
Did you have, like, a favorite growing up, or, like?
Yeah, so, well, I have the Eddie Guerrero t-shirt, but honestly, my favorite was probably Rey Mysterio.
That's valid.
Just because he's, like, from Cali, and then he's, like, you know, Latino. And I just liked that he had, like the Lucha Libre mask and shit. So I was like, that's dope. I don't know. I felt like it was, like, something, like, relatable to me in a way, I guess you can say. So I guess that was my favorite.
That's valid.
Yeah. Even though everybody, I felt like John Cena or somebody, you know, like, that's everybody's, like, go-to guy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just like the whole style of Rey Mysterio.
No, yeah, Rey was underrated. He was definitely, like, I definitely feel you on the Hispanic part.
Cause yeah.
He was, like, pretty much the only, like, big Hispanic name out of there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then being from California, too, I just thought it was dope.
Yeah.
But 619.
Eddie was cool, though. And
it's
funny that you're mentioning, or that you're wearing the shirt, because I think it was, like, a few days ago that they posted that it was, like, 25 years since he maybe passed.
Yeah.
Or not 25 years, bro. My fault.
Almost, though.
They were celebrating or, like, remembering that he passed.
Yeah, I think he passed in 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I still liked him just because, you know, the same kind of roots as, like, Rey Mysterio. But since, like, you know, I was a little bit younger, I really don't remember too much about him. But I don't know. I think it's crazy, though, like, the whole story and stuff, you know?
Yeah. No, because I didn't really watch him that much either, but I just know, like, the legacy type stuff, and yeah, it's cool.
I just thought it was super dope, like, seeing the videos of him, like, coming out in the old school cars and stuff, like, that shit's sick to me.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I like, so to see that, like, in that type of setting of, like, wrestling is dope.
No, yeah, it was fire, like, the lowriders, the fucking...
Yeah, I seen, I think, was it Rey Mysterio that paid like tribute to it, right? Last year?
Yeah, last year in LA.
Yeah, I thought that was dope. I don't know. I feel like just because like our culture and everything that just relates to me, I think that's dope.
No, yeah, you're right about the culture part. Now that I think about it, because I remember last year for WrestleMania, I was hyped because it was in LA and I was watching it with my family. And like, it was funny. Even my sisters and my mom got into one of the matches because Rey was fighting his son.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, they were all hype about it. They were like booing Dom.
He's like the villain, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, how did that even start?
Him and Rey were a team.
Yeah.
And they were like father, son. And Dom was cool. He was all right.
Yeah.
But like, he was kind of like vanilla. He wasn't his own. He was kind of in his dad's shadow.
Okay, I see.
So I think they tried to like make him a villain by like having him betray Rey and his one of his best friends.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what happened.
Honestly, bro, I really don't like know too much about him, but I feel like all the videos that I've seen on TikTok and stuff, it's him like being a villain. So I'm like, dang, maybe that ended up like working out for him. Now it's like you can actually like know of him, you know?
No, that's true. Cause like all the viral videos of him and Rhea. Like,
yeah.
And I didn't expect that. I thought he was kind of going to be like a trash villain.
That's crazy, bro. I'm like, do they have beef at home too? Or is it just a character thing?
I'm pretty sure it's just a character thing, but it's funny as hell that you mentioned that because they filmed like these videos of like him and Rhea, the girl, like attacking Rey at his home. I don't know if you saw those.
She's the one with like the dark hair and like light. I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. They filmed like videos of them two attacking Rey and his like family like on Thanksgiving.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was hella funny.
Damn, that's crazy.
I know. But yeah, back to that match, actually, the one that I sent you. The Royal Rumble match.
Yeah.
It was...
So just a little context. He sent me a match to watch, and it was a... What do they call it? A triple...
It was a triple threat. It was Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar versus John Cena.
Yeah. Bro, the first thing I kind of thought of was because I saw... Well, before I even had saw the clip, I saw the length of it. It was, what, like 25 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm not really into this. How long do like matches usually last?
It honestly depends, bro. Like some, because there's like TV matches and there's pay-per-view matches. And I feel like pay-per-view matches usually go longer like that. But yeah, they usually like, some can be as short as 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But they can go like 15, 20, 30. I'd say it's like the most they will usually go, but there's been some that go like an hour.
Oh, so there's no time limit.
Yeah, there's really no time limit. Like, unless
there's no rounds either, like boxing or anything, huh? Just straight up.
No timeout, nothing.
That's crazy. But yeah, I kind of figured it was kind of rare because when I was watching it, the commentators had kept mentioning like, oh, like I feel like they're going to go on forever or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, that match was crazy. Yeah. Honestly, like, one of the things I thought about was, like, the endurance, like, they have to have, like, how much training goes into it.
No, yeah, bro, like, the cardio, like, I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, because, like, people complain, like, oh, why are they just laying down? But, like,
yeah,
they're, like, actually tired, bro.
Bro, and then, like, when I was younger, right, I wouldn't really, like, fully think it through. But, because I knew it was, like scripted, right? So, I'd be like, ah, like, it's just whatever, it's fake. But then, like, once you get to get older and start watching it, you're like, damn, they really got to train for this shit. Like, you could actually get hurt. Like, even if it's fake, the stunts, you're actually doing that shit, you know?
Exactly. But I wanted to get more of your thoughts on it because, like, I know you said it was 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, you weren't that into it. Did you think you were going to watch it the whole time? Did you think you were going to get bored? Or, like, what'd you think?
Well, either way, I was going to force myself to watch it the whole time because, like, if people give me homework, I'm going to do it. But
yeah. Appreciate it.
I saw it the whole time and I was like, dang, I kind of knew like Brock Lesnar a little bit more from UFC because that's what I'm into.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, damn, bro, it's just crazy how much, I don't know, it's just crazy. They kept going back and forth. And then like the whole shit with Brock Lesnar at the end where he was on the ground for I don't know how long.
I know.
Ended up winning. Bro, and I always think it's so funny how, like, I think when those two, I don't know who they were, but the two people started, like, jumping John Cena.
Oh, yeah, the little security guards.
Yeah, like, anytime somebody outside of the fight, like, jumps in, I think it's so funny to me. And the ref is just, like, not even trying. He's just there like, yo, like, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny to me. I don't know.
I know, but funny thing, that match, people still talk about it as, like, each of the guys, that's probably one of their best matches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. I mean, I could see it because they were going crazy, like, just back and forth and stuff. I didn't really know the other dude, though, the dude with the long hair.
Seth Rollins. I want to say he was newer like 10 years ago, like when that match came out. But like, he's pretty much one of the big names now. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
How long ago was that match? A couple years or not?
Like 2016.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so it's been like 8 years. Pretty much 8 years to the day. Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sheesh. I thought it was tight, though. Like, I think they had said at that point John Cena was like a 15-time world champ or whatever.
Yeah.
And Seth Rollins was going to be his first or something. So I don't know. I thought that was dope. But it ended up being Brock, right? He had won the previous year, it sounded like.
Yeah, like that was like during a time when like Brock had been champion for a while. Mm. So they were just like saying like, oh yeah, he's been champ for a while. But yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. I like the whole like, what does WrestleMania happen like once a year?
Yeah, like every April. So it's coming
like
up.
The Super Bowl type.
Exactly. Yeah. The Royal Rumble, they say, is like the beginning of the road to WrestleMania. Like basically the beginning of like, it's kind of like the playoffs. Yeah. Like the,
oh, so that isn't part of WrestleMania?
It's separate, but it's connected, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, the winner, the Royal Rumble is named after the main match on the pay-per-view, like, the Royal Rumble match, which is, like, a big battle royal where up to, like, 30 people go into the ring and they try to throw each other over the top.
Yeah, I know the whole concept, like, if you go over the top, you're out.
Yeah, yeah.
But so the winner of that gets a ticket to like the main
event. Yeah, they kind of changed it a few times, but yeah, basically they're supposed to the main event. Sometimes they like just get a championship match for like one of the main titles, but usually it's supposed to be the main event.
Oh shit, that makes sense actually, because I think one of the Royal Rumbles that I saw, like whoever was the winner, like was pointing at the WrestleMania sign.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah. No, but who did you think was going to win that match? I'm surprised. Like,
I thought it was going to be John Cena.
Yeah?
Just because he's, like, the popular one.
Yeah.
But then there was a certain point where I felt like people were booing him.
Yeah, that was during a time when, like, people were kind of tired of him.
Oh, he was just, like, a constant winner?
Kind of like Brady. Like,
yeah, I feel like that's crazy how that happens because, like I was saying, when that Royal Rumble that I was talking about when I was younger...
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like super hyped because he was like the guy, and then right here he was like they were booing him. I was like, damn, this is crazy. I just wouldn't figure that would happen, but I thought he was gonna win though.
No, yeah, it's kind of crazy how the fans turn, like exactly how they turned on Tom Brady, exactly how they turned on like Steph Curry or people like that who just keep winning because like they're kind of like bored of it or like tired of it.
Yeah,
they like to hate. And for Cena, it was that, but it was also just because like. They wanted somebody new. They wanted something fresh. But like with anything, they eventually like missed him when he went away to Hollywood.
Yeah.
So like they would like boo him, but like more so like out of respect.
Oh, I see.
And like, he's like never getting booed again.
Yeah. But that's dope. Yeah. But then at one point I thought maybe the dude with the long hair, Seth, was going to win just because they said he was going for his first.
Yeah,
and I felt like he was dominating a lot of the fight, so I was like, fuck, maybe this guy's gonna win.
No, yeah, that match, that was actually the first pay-per-view I ever saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was like the first match that got me like hooked on the pay-per-views in general, because I remember I watched it because I was supposed to watch Monday Night Raw, just one of their regular Monday shows.
Yeah.
There was like a blizzard in the city that they were supposed to do it in. So they canceled it.
Oh, shit.
And they just showed the pay-per-view again. And I was like, shit, I'll take it.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yes. Bro. I don't know. For some reason, I love the crowd. Like, even when the guy's, like doing the whole 1, 2, 3. Like, everybody just screaming and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope to me. I've been seeing a lot, though, like, on TikTok, little clips that pop up.
Oh, yeah. I know. You told me you watch like, a few, like, creators there, like, talk about it.
Yeah, they're, like, giving their reaction to whatever's going on. And I'm not even, like I said, I'm not really into it like that, but I'll watch all those videos. Like, it's, like, it's so interesting to me.
I know, when they, like, start ranking them and shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's dope.
Was there, like, something from there that stood out from those, like, videos you watch?
One thing, though, bro, is, like, the... Like, they made a big old deal about, like, Edge coming back or whatever. I saw that, and I was like, oh, that's dope, because I guess he had been gone for I don't know how many years. And then I see, like, another video of him coming back, like, a couple months later. And I'm like, damn, what's up with all these people? They just keep coming back, and everybody's making a big old deal about it.
I know. Wait. I think I know what you're talking about, but Yeah, it's kind of weird. They be doing that sometimes. Like, they be hyping up returns. And they're cool. But, yeah, sometimes they be overdoing it. But the thing with Edge was that in 2011,
yeah,
it was his last year wrestling for, like, pretty much, like, 9 years. Because he, like, fucked up his neck somehow to, like, how he had to get surgery.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and it wasn't, like, a regular type of surgery. It was, like they told him he had to stop wrestling.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so that's why, like, I know for one of the returns, at least, like, the crowd got hella
hype. Oh, big old deal. Yeah. So I got that, but then I seen another one of him coming back. Maybe it's because it was, like, a different platform, I think, right? Or no?
Was it?
Because is he in that what is it called?
AEW.
Was he in that, too?
Yeah, he's in that right now. And
so maybe it was when he came back to that, too.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't know. I've noticed that, like, even when The Rock comes back, he comes back, like, 30 times. Everybody's like, damn, bro. Like, I don't get it.
Nah, I get what you... There's actually memes about that, bro. Like, because those are, like, part-time wrestlers, I want to say. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, because they're part-time, they hype it up when they come back.
Yeah.
But, nah, there has been memes of that. Because, like, do you know Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, bro's,
he's like the most recent champ, right?
He's, like, the longest reigning, like... Basically, like, the most hyped up champ right now.
Yeah.
And they be making memes of this dude because, like, he's part-time, but he's still, like, the main champion.
Oh, he's part-time too?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And they be clowning him because, like, they be like, Roman Reigns returning every other week.
You could tell, like, after some of them, like, when The Rock would come back for, like I said, like, the 30th time, some, like... The ones at the beginning, the crowd's like, oh, like, oh, he's back or whatever. And then I feel like over time, they're just like, oh, like, whatever. He's back again.
Funny thing with The Rock, because, like, you know, they just turned on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that recently.
I think I was telling you another day, but yeah, so the Royal Rumble, like, this other dude, Cody Rhodes, that I talked about last time, he won the Royal Rumble this year, and he was set to main event.
Yeah.
WrestleMania against Roman Reigns. And then, I don't know where, he just kind of announces, oh, yeah, he's, like, talking to Roman Reigns. He's like, I'm going to fight you.
Yeah.
But not at WrestleMania. And then the whole crowd's, like, confused as hell.
Yeah.
And then The Rock comes out. People are happy to see The Rock, but at the same time, this guy, Cody Rhodes' story, they've been building up for, like, 2 years now.
Yeah.
All the fans that have been waiting for, like, Cody to, like, dethrone Roman, they're just like, bruh. They're happy to see The Rock, but, like, he just... did it in the wrong way, you know?
Like, he shouldn't be going there, whatever.
Yeah. And so much so that they ended up, like, changing it to like, they turned him into a bad guy because he was just getting booed.
Yeah.
So they're like, might as well. And it's cool now. Like, it's cool to see The Rock as a villain, like, after so many years, because for so long he was kind of, like, in that John Cena position where they thought he was never going to get booed again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nah, but yeah, it's cool. And... back to the athleticism you were talking about earlier, because, like, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I don't know if you knew, but they're recruiting, like, college athletes now to be, like, wrestlers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's dope.
And they weren't doing that before, but I guess they're doing it now because they want more, like, homegrown stars.
Yeah.
I guess they went through a long period of time where they were just, like, getting other guys from other companies, but it's a lot of guys straight out of, like, college sports that maybe they didn't go to league, they didn't go to this or that.
Yeah. Or their, like, wrestling career is about to be over.
Yeah.
Type thing. That's crazy. That's dope, though. What do you think about the whole, like, influencer type thing?
Like, how so?
Like, Logan Paul and stuff like that.
I think, not gonna lie, I was hating it at first. But, like, when I saw him wrestle, I was like, dang, this guy, he put in the work. I gotta admit. And I kind of respected him for that because there have been really bad celebrity matches before, like, really bad. And
well, I know they've had people on there, right? Like Floyd Mayweather and stuff, like little shows like that. Yeah. But I feel like Logan's actually, like, trying to get in there, you know?
Yeah. And back to the Floyd thing, actually. Floyd was actually one of the rare good celebrity matches, but...
with the Big Show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually, like, a solid match.
Yeah.
Because, like, Floyd was willing to put in the work.
Yeah.
But it's just because so many celebrities, they get in there with, like, no training, no combat training or anything.
Yeah.
And they just, like, they want to be in it, but they, you know, they don't want to get hurt. So they don't do really anything.
Yeah.
And so Logan, like, he actually said, like, I want to get in there and stuff. And, like, he actually turned into a really good wrestler. Yeah, and it's fun.
There's that shot of him like going straight. Was it at WrestleMania?
Yeah,
when they jump like on opposite sides, that was dope.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the when he flew into the other guy.
Yeah. I thought that was dope. I think it's smart though of them to get people like that. Like even was it Bad Bunny was on there too, right?
Yeah, Bad Bunny's actually another guy that he's a big fan.
Yeah, so he said that was like one of his dreams, or he always wanted to be on WWE or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, and he same thing with him. He put in the work.
Yeah,
he's not a regular, but I'm a surprised, bro, put in the work too. Because I would say like, he's low key a liability. Like if he gets hurt, you know,
you can't dance on stage and have a cold concert like that.
Exactly. So they like put a lot of trust.
Yeah, I feel like that's dope though. I feel like it brings like a different set of eyes to the sport too. Because, like, people see it on TikTok and they'll want to watch, like, that match or see how he did. So I think it's very smart of them to have, like, influencers or whatever on there.
No, exactly. And I actually wanted to talk about another thing. I know you said you were a UFC fan.
Yeah, I love UFC.
What do you think of the merger? Like, you know how, like...
Yeah.
I forget the guy's name, but you know how one of the UFC guys was on Raw, actually?
Yeah.
And he called out McGregor?
Yeah.
So, you know how, like, TKO, they own both companies now, WWE and UFC?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to mix up fighters, but what do you think of them trying to basically get both sides of the fan base to be into both?
I think it's dope, because I feel like they've already traded or, like, had people from certain platforms in the other one. Like, I know you had, like, Brock Lesnar, who actually became a UFC champion. Like, that's dope. And then you have CM Punk try to go in there. I mean, that one, obviously, that didn't go pretty good, right?
But
still, like, there's fighters that are willing to go in there. And then vice versa, you have, like, Ronda Rousey that went to WWE, which I feel like that was a success. I think she did good there. And then Brock going back. So I feel like they've always kind of had people going back and forth a little bit. So if they can keep going like that, I think it would be dope. Like, maybe a young WWE fighter that has, like, a ton of talent and stuff is willing to go in the UFC and try it out. Or vice versa, like somebody from UFC, their career might not be going the way they thought, or it's coming to the end. Go to the WWE and do their thing, you know. I don't know. I think it's smart. I think it's cool too. I like the whole thing, like seeing like Ronda and WWE, because I thought it was like entertaining and stuff. And then Brock going back, or Brock like becoming champ for the UFC. Like to me, that was like damn. That like when Brock became a UFC champion, that really made me like. It made me realize that, damn, like, this guy came from WWE, so you know it's not some bullshit over there. Like, they actually, like, training and stuff, you know?
No, yeah.
Like, they actually do this. It's not just a script. Like, they do this.
No, yeah.
So that made me, honestly, like, a situation like that, which is not just me. I'm pretty sure other people felt like this, but it just made me gain, like, a different respect for, like, WWE and what they do over there.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted, though. There's definitely people like CM Punk who, like,
oh, yeah, I mean...
Poor guy.
But right, like, people can think, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go in there and do this, right? But it's just not going to happen.
I think it was different for him, though, because, like, he really did try to train, too, but, like, he was just too old.
And, yeah.
Like, yeah, it was just... And, like, the fighters he was going up against, they were younger, and they were, like, more experienced, like, yeah.
And Brock, I mean, Brock, dude, he's a beast, though, like...
No, yeah.
He's not just big. He did his thing. He knew how to fight and stuff.
No, yeah.
Which was dope. But, yeah, CM Punk... kind of didn't work out, but I seen Bautista, I think, was doing some MMA stuff over there too, so I don't know. I think it's pretty dope what they got going on, and I think they can do some pretty cool stuff, you know.
Yeah, I was trying to get more fan perspective on that, because I'm looking at doing like a project on that for a class about like kind of like what we're talking about, like if like what they're doing, they're basically doing it to try to like unite the fan bases.
Yeah.
But I was trying to see if it would divide more fans, because you know how like, some fans like hate on the other.
Yeah. Kind of like a UFC boxing type thing. Like,
oh yeah, they do that.
Yeah, like mixed martial arts and boxing, they don't really get along too much. I don't know. I think obviously whatever it is, right, there's going to be people that have different perspectives or are not going to like the other thing, whatever. But I think for the majority, like, you just get into it, you know, like, being in the crowd. Like, UFC kind of has that crowd, like WWE, like, the UFC crowds really get into it, right? They'll, like, chant, like, USA if they're fighting a fucking fighter from somebody else. Like, I feel like wrestling has that type of atmosphere and that type of audience, so I think it's smart of them, honestly.
Yeah, no, you're right. Oh, yeah, but I know you had some questions for me. I don't know if you just wanted to ask, like, some things.
Yeah, well, one of them was the whole, like, The Rock coming back, like, 30 times and stuff. And, bro, like, because I'm into, like fashion stuff. So I noticed, like, a lot of the WWE tees, like, the old school ones, they go for a shitload of money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just don't make them like they used to anymore. Like,
I know, like, the, what is it, the Goldberg? The Goldberg tees,
like probably like a vintage one.
Yeah, but he's like one of the main ones, right? Or like Stone Cold and stuff.
He was an older popular guy, but yeah, like I don't know, bro. Like I be buying some of the merch, and like I like it. Don't get me wrong, but like it just doesn't hit the same as like the ones that they used to come out with. Cause like
yeah. Do you feel like the? Cause I know UFC is completely different now from when it was back then. Like even the fighters and stuff. Do you feel like it's the same with WWE? Like the fighters are a little bit different. Because back then, you know how, like, Stone Cold and them used to go crazy.
That's funny that you mentioned that. It's a really good question. There are, like, different eras, actually. Like, different eras of WWE. So, like, the 90s, like, towards the end of the 90s, when Stone Cold was most active, that's called the Attitude Era. And that was, like, when WWE was fighting this other company, WCW, for, like, TV ratings.
Okay.
Because those were, like, basically the two big wrestling companies.
Yeah.
And so basically they were doing anything and everything to try to get more views than them.
Oh shit.
And that's why it was like a lot more crazy. Like a lot of people consider that the best time to be like a wrestling fan. But looking back on it, there were the high points, but there were also kind of like the low points.
So
like
yeah.
The goofy stuff.
I mean, that's going to be in everything though, you know?
True. Yeah. But then that was followed by the Ruthless Aggression era, which was basically John Cena's debut to like, I don't know, mid-2000s, and then it was like the PG era when they turned PG because they were like TV-14 for a minute, but then there's the PG era, and then that kind of like it's kind of like a little more vague now, but a lot of people are calling this current era like the reality era because it's just like the lines are a lot more blurred than they've ever been between like what's real and what's fake.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've noticed, like, sometimes the wrestler will call out, like, something like that actually happened in the other person's life.
I think it did happen, right, with The Rock. And I forgot whatever situation they had going on, but I was seeing it, like, all over social media. Like, people were... I went to the comments because I was curious, and I forgot who he was arguing with or whatever, but they were like, damn, that seemed kind of personal. Like, I don't think this is scripted or whatever. So they're doing a good job.
No, yeah, it's... That's what I kind of like about wrestling, too, because sure, there are, like, those corny feel-good stories, but there are also, like, those moments where they really, like bring up, like...
shots, yeah.
Yeah, they bring up real shit, which is, like...
kind of. I feel like, even if it's scripted, like, there has to be a part of you that still feels some shit, like, oh, what the fuck? Like, that's kind of personal, you know?
No, yeah, there's definitely moments where they go off script, too. Like, I remember there was one time where The Rock came back, one of the many times, and... John Cena, he was, like, confronting him because it was when they were...
For the writing?
Yeah.
I seen that.
Yeah, because they were going to build to their WrestleMania match, just, like, talk smack. And then John Cena's like, I don't need hustle, loyalty, and respect to define who I am. And then he, like, takes off his armband. He's like, just, like, I don't need my promos on my wrist.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think I seen the video or the clip before that where they're watching him do his thing. And then I think it wasn't John Cena. It was somebody behind him, right?
Yeah.
Like, I forgot who it was. I think... Was just it some producer Cody guys. Or the...
No, it was just some producer guy, like backstage guy.
Oh, I thought they had said it was a different wrestler or something.
Maybe.
But they're like, did you see that? They're like, I think he's writing like off or reading off his hand or whatever. I don't know. I thought that was crazy. Like, I didn't know if it was like, if it was real or they're like, they told him that or he just thought of it and was like, fuck it. Like,
I remember that exact moment. That guy told him and then Cena was like, oh shit. And then he just kind of went out and did it. Like,
yeah, and then you could kind of see The Rock. Like, he didn't make, like, too much of a face change, but you could see a little bit, like, oh, shit. Like, what the fuck? He noticed that?
That's kind of the moments I'm talking about. It's kind of like the ones where you're like, oh, damn.
Because
like,
The Rock is known for going crazy on the mic, huh?
Yeah.
Like, one of the best on the mic, I guess they can say.
Low-key, I don't know if I agree with that anymore. Like, because I'd say he kind of just sticks to what he always used to do.
Yeah.
Like, his catchphrases. And catchphrases are cool, but I think it's kind of better when somebody, like, does off-the-cuff good stuff. Because Like when somebody does off the cuff good like smack talk, that's when you know.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
Who good. Do you think, in your opinion, who do you think is the best like on the mic or most entertaining?
Shit. Okay, there's like a couple.
Or give me like your top three.
Okay, Cena for sure, because there's so many clips of Cena like destroying people on the mic.
Or like doing the whole rapping shit.
Not just
like
that,
like back
bro.
In the day.
Not just that, bro. There's that too. But like there's also moments like modern day, like in recent times.
Yeah.
This one time he was talking to like a young Roman Reigns before he was established.
Yeah.
And Roman was like kind of stumbling over his words and he was taking big pauses, you know, like big ass pauses, trying to like remember the lines or whatever.
Yeah.
And then John Cena was like, go ahead, I'll wait.
All petty and shit.
He was like, I'll wait.
That's funny.
And then like, there's just so many clips of like Cena being like, oh yeah, good job.
Yeah, let me
like shrink you down the side.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, him. There's this new guy actually, LA Knight. People talk about him like he's like Stone Cold.
Oh, the shit.
New Rock. Because like he has catchphrases too, but like he can go on the mic too. Like he can spit some shit.
Mm.
And so them two. And then the third kind of just like, it depends, bro. It just depends because there's always somebody that surprises me.
Yeah, I don't really know too much about like the new ones. I kind of just know like the old school, like I guess old school WWE ones, like Hornswoggle, whatever his name is, like the little dude.
Yeah.
I mean, Big Show, like, what is it, Kofi Kingston?
Yeah.
I know like those dudes, like the Hardy Boys, you know?
Yeah.
Like them school. I don't know like the new people.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's a little sad, bro, because like all those guys are kind of old now. Like,
man, I've seen, again, bro, TikTok. I swear I see everything on TikTok, but I seen another clip of them, like they're going, it looked like almost like a background type thing, like a underground type, like WWE thing. It was just like a ring. Like say they put like the WWE ring at like the fair and people, they were doing their thing. I think it was a Big Show and I forgot who the other one was. But man, bro, they look like fucking tired, like their knees were hurting and stuff. I was like, damn.
No, shit. I think I kind of know where you're... Oh, it was, like, on the boat or some shit. Or like.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just, like, a little crowd around them or whatever. But it was just, like, damn, bro. Like, yeah. I don't know. It was just sad to see.
I know. WWE is, like, focusing on, like, younger guys now.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, yeah, like, it kind of, like, sucks. There's this movie, The Wrestler. It came out, like, a minute ago. Like, I want to say, like, 2010 maybe. And it kind of talks about just like that. Like, how a lot of wrestlers, they were, like... They kind of, like, found wrestling as, like, a way to, like, make money.
Oh, shit.
And that was kind of, like, their main way. So when they couldn't wrestle anymore, they didn't know what to do.
Mm.
So they kind of just, like, kept doing it, even though it kept hurting their bodies.
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of, like, it catches up to them eventually, like fucking Edge or, like, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But some of them are smart, though, like. Like John Cena has like the whole DC thing as like Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bautista's what? The dude from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
The Big Show, I think, has a TV show. So some of them are pretty smart, you know?
No, yeah. Some of them for sure. I think it's like kind of like the NBA, you know? Like you just kind of got to be smart about it.
Yeah. You like, kind of make it like your own path type thing.
Kind of like Shaq, you know? Like
Yeah. That's crazy though. But yeah, it was sad. Definitely sad to see them like that. Cause I was like, damn, they're used to like a certain type of crowd and everybody like looking up to them, and it's kind of like almost like forgotten in a way.
It's tough to watch for sure. A lot of them are like in AEW now, like in like Big Show and Edge.
Yeah.
I want to say like AEW started 2019.
Yeah, pretty recent.
Yeah. And it's kind of already falling off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, bro, because I seen, really? Because I seen that like there's big old crowds like at their shows. I think they did one, was it like in England or something like that? Because I'm into shoes, right? So yeah. There's these guys that own like a shop in Texas, and they do like celebrity guests, like sneaker shopping. And there was like one of the main dudes, I guess, from AEW on there. And they were kind of asking them questions about it. And then they were saying like, why is a lot of people like going over there, like making the move to AEW? And then he was saying something like he felt like there was more freedom there. Like they were allowed to like be themselves because there wasn't like people writing like a certain script for them, I guess. So I don't know. That kind of like, I don't know. It didn't feel like it was falling off like the way he was kind of talking about it. And then he was showing like, I think they showed pictures of like the crowds in England or wherever it was, right? And it was like freaking packed. So I don't know, it's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was definitely the reason why AEW started in the first place, because I don't know if you remember me talking about Cody last time, but
yeah.
So Cody, like, he went away for a fat minute, he did his own thing, and he was actually one of the founders of AEW.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so like he was part of that movement of like giving an alternative to WWE.
Yeah.
Like a big name alternative. And it was good for a while. Like, it was cool. Like, I want to say AEW 2019, 2020, 2021, early 2022, it was still pretty good.
Yeah.
But then, like, it just became oversaturated, overfilled with, like, too many big names. I don't know any other way to describe it, but then think of, like, an NBA team with too many, like, big names.
Yeah.
Or think of, like, an NFL team with too many, like, top guys where they're, like, guys get lost in the shuffle. They don't have really a direction to, like, go.
I mean, I guess that makes sense, yeah.
And they're all, like, fighting for a TV spot, but there's not much.
Yeah.
And it is kind of right about the script freedom, but they just don't know how to manage it. There's just lack of direction because, like, the freedom, you know?
So, I mean, was it supposed to be, like, a G League type thing or nah?
What do you mean, G League?
Like, so, like, you know how the NBA has, like, the NBA and then they have the league, like, below, kind of like a AAA team, I guess, to, like, an MLB team? Or was it just, like, they were trying to make their own thing?
It's kind of weird, because, like,
because the WWE does have, like, a lower top thing, like, to get to the WWE, right? Like, they call it that next something?
NXT.
Yeah, yeah. Because I seen this movie right now that you were talking about, wrestling movies.
Yeah?
I saw a wrestling movie. It was, you probably know, it was with that, it was a girl, I think. What was her name, Paige?
Oh, yeah, yeah, fighting with my family.
Yeah, so yeah. She's, like, from England or something like that. Yeah. And they do, like, the whole thing. And then I think she goes to next, right?
It's NXT, but yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, NXT and then WWE or something like that.
It's the same thing. Like, NXT is under WWE. It's, like, one of their other brands, like Raw or SmackDown.
Oh, okay.
But they definitely do treat it, like, as a developmental, like...
Yeah, because I remember in the movie... I mean, I don't know how real the movie is, right? But they show her, like, doing, like, the whole training, like, the tryout, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through there, so that was dope.
No, yeah, like, NXT is cool. It's, like, a mix of, like, newer college people in there. But, like, there was an era when it was, like, hot. It was cool.
Oh, okay.
And it still is cool. So back to what you're saying about AEW, it's weird because, like, at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
WWE's been around for so long. Like,
yeah.
Who's really going to compete with them?
Yeah.
I guess their kind of goal with creating AEW was to just create, like, an alternative because around that time, 2019,
yeah,
there were a lot of people, like, fed up with WWE because, like, they thought it was cringy. They thought the script was bad, which it kind of was, to be honest. So I think that's why a lot of people were attracted to AEW because they were like, we want to see, I don't know, 20-minute matches. We don't want to see more talking on TV than wrestling. And so that's why I think a lot of people like turned to AEW. And it was cool for a minute. Don't get me wrong. Like, they got big names like CM Punk. And it worked for them for a while. But I think just the lack of like management... There are a lot of people, like, they're unhappy right now. And it's funny that you mentioned the England show because that was, like, I want to say, like, their peak because, yeah, they packed out England, like, Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
And I think that is pretty good.
I mean, Wembley's huge.
It's true, but think about it, like, WWE, they don't need to go to England to, like, pack out a stadium. They can go anywhere in the country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, like, AEW, they kind of had to go outside of the country.
So they wouldn't pack out here then?
Not a big stadium. Like, I'm not trying to, like, downplay because that was, like, cool. A lot of people have straight up left AEW. Cody, like, CM Punk, even people who started in AEW, they came to WWE because you kind of got to go to the big leagues eventually, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll do some type of, like partnership, though, in the future. Because I know there was the whole thing, like, football, right? It had, like, John Cena. They had The Rock doing his whole league, whatever it was.
XFL?
Yeah. So he was supposed to, like, trying to get it to the caliber of NFL. But then he kind of figured, like, it wasn't going to happen. So then he made a deal with the NFL. And now it's, like, a stepping stool to get to the NFL.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I think that would be dope if they did that, you know?
Maybe.
You'd have to have the right people, though, like, you know, make it happen, though.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't see that happening just because the owner of AEW,
yeah,
like the main owner, is actually the owner of the Jaguars, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So oh, he's shit. Like, it's like some rich guy's like company. Like,
so he's not really into it. Like, he probably just for the money.
Yeah. I mean, he's into it, but he probably just wants to stay on his own because, like, that's another thing. Like, bro, it's kind of, I don't want to say spoiled, but he, like, goes on Twitter rants and stuff. Like,
oh,
yeah. Like, so that's kind of where it fell off, too. Because, like, if your fucking owner is, like, you know, like, doing all this embarrassing shit on Twitter, like, that's not a good look.
Yeah, people aren't going to fuck with you. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah, it's just, like, a bunch of stuff. But, yeah, NXT is, like, I'd say right now it's better than AEW. Yeah, I can see, like, where you saw the comparison, but, like,
yeah, because I had just seen like the shot, right? Like the whole crowd was full, the whole Wembley Stadium was. I was like, damn, that looks like a big deal to me, you know? So
yeah,
I just had that like perspective, like, damn, maybe they're coming up or doing some things over there.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if they do it again, because like they're supposed to, they want to make that supposedly an annual event.
Oh, the Wembley thing?
Yeah, it's called All In. We'll see if they really do it again, because, like, I'm curious.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious to see, like, how successful it'll be after, like, this past year, because 2023 was kind of rough for them. Like,
oh, I see.
Yeah, like, we'll see.
Yeah. The whole WrestleMania thing, do they change places, or is it always, like, the same place?
Nah, it's different places. So last year was in L.A. This year's it's in Philly. And oh, okay. Then I think they're talking about it being in Vegas next year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then they're even talking about going to England. So maybe potentially. So, yeah, we'll see where they go. But, no, yeah, they travel all around the country. I'm pretty sure, yeah, they've been anywhere from, like, New York to, like, Texas.
Have you ever been?
I was actually supposed to go to the one in L.A., but I don't know. It just didn't work out, but, like, I think I'm going to try to go to the Vegas one next year, hopefully, if they do end up being in Vegas.
Yeah, that would be dope.
Yeah. Have you ever been to any show live?
Never.
Shit.
Yeah, never.
Would you go?
I would. I would definitely go, like, just because, like I said, talking about the crowd and stuff, I would definitely like to go, like, just experience it, you know?
Yeah.
I would go for the vibes. It looks cool.
No, yeah, we should definitely go to a show sometime.
Yeah, for sure. I seen that because I'm from Fresno, and I guess they had a show there recently. So I saw, like, a lot of, like, my family and some friends post, like, the whole, I mean, the thing, the event. So I was like, yo, this is dope. I feel like I would like to go to something like that, just see how it is. Even though I don't, like, know too much, but I feel like either way, the crowd is so hyped, I'll get into it somehow, you know? Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah. All right, yeah, but thank you so much for listening today. Thank you to my guest, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, bro. It was dope.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
I'll be on this again. I'm down.
I
invite myself for another episode.
Appreciate it. But yeah, @_yourboybrandon on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok.
Yeah, everything.
Everything. And then, yeah, create_worldwide. That's his brand.
Yep.
So run that out for him.
Me and my boy Chango. I can't take all the credit.
Yeah, but run that out for him. And then, you know, @WME podcast on Instagram, and then WED main event podcast on YouTube. I'll include it all on the screen and on the description. Okay.
Yeah. Make sure to put my stuff in the description below.
I got you, bro. All right. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.